The community open house focused on the council's draft plan, and the draft plan focused on the region's strengths.
We think it makes sense to invest in a winner.
That's Bob McNary, the executive director of the regional council, and he explains that a key function of the council's plan is making a strong pitch. After all, that's what determines if the Finger Lakes will get a $40 million infusion of state money.
We have the potential to grow, and we have the potential in some very exciting sectors, you know, research and development, a lot of technology areas, higher education, healthcare, a variety of those things. So.
But while the region's strengths and goals are listed in the draft plan, the means of getting there and the region's priority projects are not. Evan Lowenstein is the co-founder of Empire State Future, a statewide group that advocates for sustainable development. He says the goals are great, but the devil will be in the details.
We're happy that the strategies are there. But like I said, the means to the end is essential, and there's not much talking about that.
A final plan is due November 14th. Executive Director McNary says those priority projects are still being vetted behind closed doors. At Monroe Community College, I'm Zach Seward for WXXI News.